You write about President Trump's health at several points in the book, saying, quote, in 2024, aides saw that he was going almost to the brink of physical collapse in the campaign. He finished the campaign with a sprint of rallies that left him briefly falling asleep on his feet backstage at one of his last events. And then later in the book, you write he was also having trouble hearing, asking people to repeat questions they had just asked him. Whatever thin verbal filter he had in the past was gone. He was saying whatever he wanted when he wanted. Then obviously there's a bruising of the hands, the swollen ankles, falling asleep, et cetera, et cetera. Do you have any idea, Maggie, whether these are just like normal health issues, largely just typical of any 80-year-old, or is there something deeper, more profound going on that we're not seeing and they're not telling us about? This administration is no more, well, I'll just say they're not as transparent as they could be. Maggie?
We would like to know as much as anybody what is going on with Trump's health, and to say that the administration is not transparent about it is an understatement, which is not to say that previous administrations were always upfront either. But this administration is not answering questions about why the president has gone for, I think, three annual checkups. In their words, it's been annual. I think it became semi-annual eventually. They say that he was seen by 22 specialists at Walter Reed recently. I can't even think of how many specialties that would be, but they haven't answered questions about what that would have been for or what types of specialists. They never released what kind of imaging they said he had at Walter Reed. Last fall, they haven't released calcium scores, if he's even taking such tests. And they released numbers that don't entirely comport with our sense of his past medical history,